This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. It is 17 degrees.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Protests erupting in the capital of the nation of Georgia as demonstrators clashed with police for a second night, opposing the government's suspension of EU membership talks. The unrest following accusations of election rigging and EU condemnation of Georgia's democratic backsliding. President Vladimir Zelensky telling Sky News through a translator that NATO membership must be extended to Ukraine.
The invitation must be given to Ukraine within its internationally recognized border. You can't give invitation to just one part of a country.
Here at home, from Michigan to upstate New York, millions on alert for lake effect snow. New York's Watertown could see up to 5 feet of snow, with travel and power disruptions expected. Black Friday shoppers spending a record $10.8 billion online yesterday. That's up more than 10% from last year. And Cyber Monday expected to push those online shopping numbers even higher. This is ABC News. When President-elect Donald Trump takes office in January, he'll have a Republican majority in both the House and Senate. But both are small majorities. The House has two races still not called, and some House members will be vacating their seats for positions in the Trump administration. ABC Washington correspondent Jay O'Brien explains what that means for the House Speaker.
It means that Mike Johnson can't really lose anyone on any kind of high-stake vote. It also means that people can't be sick. There are members who can't miss their planes. There can't be travel issues. And that's going to be a very serious point of conflict, potentially, between Mike Johnson and some of the hardliners in his party.
New York State Senator James Scofus announcing his bid for Democratic National Committee chair, vowing to bring fresh ideas and ditch the, quote, stale Beltway-centered playbook. The underdog candidate saying Democrats must listen to voters and fight harder to win nationwide, joining Martin O'Malley and Ken Martin in the race to replace outgoing chair Jamie Harrison. Dave Packer, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM. Richland Center.
Good afternoon. It is 17 degrees in Richland Center. News Time Now is sponsored by TC Auto Works, a quality pre-owned dealer with a full-service automotive repair facility for foreign and domestic cars and trucks. Tonight's overnight low, 9 degrees with lighter winds. Tomorrow's high, 24 with slightly warmer temperatures. Calmer winds tomorrow night and 15, and warming to a high of 27 by Monday. Once again, after the high today of 21, it is 17 degrees.
TC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. TC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO News. As Wisconsin prepares for another winter season, December 2nd has been set aside for the statewide recognition of snowplow drivers who provide an essential service by ensuring the safety and accessibility of roadways during severe weather. County and municipal snowplow operators across Wisconsin work, often in challenging conditions, unique to their profession, to maintain safe travel routes. These professionals allow residents to access jobs, businesses, medical services, and recreational destinations during winter. Their efforts are part of a more than century-old partnership between Wisconsin's 72 county highway departments and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, Wisconsin DOT, to maintain and enhance the state's highway system through snow plowing, salting, and liquid applications. Snowplow drivers also contribute to public safety through innovative practices developed in collaboration with Wisconsin DOT, using shared resources to test new tools and establish best practices. Snowplow drivers play a crucial role in winter safety. Please drive cautiously during winter conditions. Slow down and give snowplows the space to operate effectively. These small actions can help protect the drivers' lives who work tirelessly to keep everyone safe. The City of Richland Center reminds residents that alternate side parking begins Sunday morning. December 1st at 12:01 a.m. and will run through Friday, February 28th, 2025. People parking vehicles on city streets are required to abide by alternate side parking regulations each night between December 1st and February 28th. Alternate side parking enforcement will take place randomly throughout the week, in addition to when the city receives an accumulation of snow and or ice. Alternate side parking will be enforced between the hours of 12:01 and 7 a.m. Alternate side parking requires vehicles to be parked on the odd-numbered side of the street on odd-numbered dates and the even-numbered side of the street on even-numbered dates. Residents need to remember that the date during the overnight hours 12:01 to 7 a.m. determines odd or even side parking. Owners of vehicles in violation of alternate side parking regulations will be subject to a parking ticket. During a period of unusually severe winter weather, the city may declare a snow removal emergency. During a snow removal emergency, parking is prohibited on all city streets and highways. Residents would be required to find off-street parking for up to 72 hours or until snow removal operations are declared completed by the Public Works Superintendent. Violations of a snow removal emergency will result in a ticket. Tuning in to WRCO, checking the City of Richland Center website, or checking the Richland Center Police Department Facebook page can help keep you up to date on all alternate side parking and snow emergency information. Governor Tony Evers has ordered the flags of the United States and the state of Wisconsin to be flown at half-staff Monday in honor of former Wisconsin State Representative Betty Jo Nelson, who died October 17th at the age of 89. Former Representative Nelson was first elected to the Wisconsin State Assembly via special election in 1979 and ultimately served six terms in the Wisconsin State Legislature, representing the 10th Assembly District from 1979 to 1983, the 5th Assembly District from 1983 through 85, and the 10th Assembly District from 1985 to 1990. In 1987, former Representative Nelson made history is the first woman elected to serve as minority leader. During her time as an elected official in Wisconsin, she served on many notable committees, such as the Joint Committee on Finance, the Joint Committee on Employment Relations, and the Joint Committee on Legislative Organization. In 1990, former Representative Nelson resigned from the legislature to serve in the administration of President George H.W. Bush as administrator of the Food and Nutrition Service within the United States Department of Agriculture, and in 1992 was nominated to serve as Assistant Secretary of Agriculture for Food and Consumer Services. Later, former Representative Nelson served on the Wisconsin Natural Resources Board. Services for former Representative Betty Jo Nelson will be held Monday in Milwaukee. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced the Wisconsin State Park System will be moving to a 12-month admission pass model. The new 12-month admission passes will be available for purchase beginning this Monday. The new pass model is valid for 12 months following the month of purchase rather than expiring on December 31st. The 2025 passes purchased in December of 2024 will be valid through January of 2026. A 12-month admission pass cost $28 for vehicles with Wisconsin license plates or $38 for vehicles with out-of-state plates as well. Learn more about Wisconsin State Park System vehicle admission and the 12-month admission pass on the DNR's vehicle admission webpage. Also in news today, work on requests for the state budget will get underway in December. Terry Barr has more.
There's a group focusing on the importance of the arts in Wisconsin, and it's getting ready to advocate for more support during the upcoming legislative budget process. Create Wisconsin is a nonprofit based in Madison and trying to expand opportunities in the arts across the state.
It's an investment in people, businesses, organizations, and communities. People are really hungry for that authentic, unique. Mm-hmm. That's what we try to nurture and to assist.
Ann Katz is the director of Create Wisconsin. She says the Badger State remains in last place when it comes to arts funding and support.
everybody wants their community to be vibrant and healthy and have people visit and live there. And so we try to help people figure out what they need, and then we figure out how we can help them.
A post-election recap and pre-budget planning gets underway next week. Learn more about Create Wisconsin. Go to createwisconsin.org. I'm Terry Barr.
The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is reminding farmers that the application period for cover crop insurance rebates will soon be open. In partnership with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, DADCAP will offer a $5 per acre rebate on summer 2025 crop insurance premium for acres planted with cover crops this year. The application period will be open at noon December 2nd and will remain open until noon January 31st. The application and information about the program are available online. For some, it's a holiday tradition to go out and cut your own tree. Did you know that some Wisconsin forests still allow this? Lisa Hale has more.
Wisconsinites who want the experience of trekking through the woods, finding the perfect tree, cutting it down, and taking it home can do so from some Wisconsin state forests for just a small fee. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says Wisconsinites can harvest a holiday tree or evergreen boughs from certain state forests, such as the Peshtigo State Forest in Marinette County. Permits vary, but average at about $5 per tree. Visit the DNR's Forest Products Permit page for information on how to harvest a holiday tree for your home.
Coming up, today's vital statistics, and later on a look at weekend weather as well. No matter what you order at A&W, we know one thing. It's just better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For the past 100 years, A&W has been making fresh root beer using real cane sugar and a top-secret blend of ingredients. No wonder it's so delicious. Stop by your local A&W for an ice-cold root beer. How's that sound with a Papa Burger? Made fresh root beer always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Now that Thanksgiving's over and your kitchen is mostly put back together, you're probably ready to get some serious holiday shopping done. Perfect timing, because Macy's Black Friday is going on right now. And if you weren't planning on coming to Macy's this weekend, then you're missing out on the best deals, on the best gifts, like big savings on Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, and more top active brands. So, ready to check off your list at Macy's? Good, because these deals are all over tonight.
Here are today's vital statistics. Mark D. Trebus, 63, of Prairie du Chien, formerly of Richland Center, died November 10th after an eight-year battle with brain cancer. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, December 1st, from 11 until 3 at the Boaz Community Building. The Garrity Funeral Home of Prairie du Chien is assisting the family of Mark D. Trebus, 63, of Prairie du Chien, formerly of Richland Center. Doreen Alice Cradwell, 69, of Highland, died November 17th. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, December 1st, from 1 until 5 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. In lieu of flowers, donations to Next Gen ALS would be appreciated. Doreen Alice Cradwell, 69, of Highland. Bernard Matthew Barney Johnson, 98, of Rolling Ground, died on Wednesday at home surrounded by family. A funeral mass will be held Monday at 11 at St. Philip's Catholic Church, Rolling Ground. Burial will follow in St. Philip's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the church on Monday from 9 until the time of the mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, donations can be made to the Society of Divine Word, earmarked Diocese of Wewak Seminarians, Papua New Guinea. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Bernard Matthew Barney Johnson, 98, of Rolling Ground. Shirley Jean Tally Gruber, 84, of Spring Green, died Wednesday at Greenway Manor Nursing Home. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green. Burial will be Friday at 10 in the Norway Groves Cemetery, DeForest. Friends may call at the church Thursday, December 5th, from 10 until the time of the service at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements for Shirley Jean Tally Gruber, 84, of Spring Green. Richard Rick Meixelsperger, age 71, of Spring Green, died Friday. A funeral mass will be held Friday at 11 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain. Friends may call at St. Luke's Catholic Church Friday from 9:30 until the time of the mass at 11. Burial will follow at the church cemetery. In lieu of flowers, a memorial will be established in Rick's memory. Richard Rick Meixelsperger, 71, of Spring Green. Kathy Cox, 67, of Richland Center, died at the Richland Hospital today. A gathering of family and friends will be held Saturday, December 7th, from noon until 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. A private family burial will be held at a later date at the Basswood Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. For Kathy Cox, 67, of Richland Center. Jerome Edward Jerry Linscheid, 87, of Richland Center, died Tuesday. Funeral services will be held Wednesday, December 11th at 11 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet. Burial with military rites will follow in St. John's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at St. John's Gym in Muscadet Wednesday, December 11th from 9:30 until the time of the Mass at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. For Jerome Edward Jerry Linscheid, 87, of Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
You're listening to WRTO. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg with an update on weather. We are going to continue to have that low-pressure system moving off in an eastern direction, and that is going to continue to push winds in from the northwest as we head through the rest of this weekend. As we get into later tonight, we are expecting an increase in clouds with lighter winds coming through. Lows are going to be dropping down to the single digits. Winds from the northwest, just under 10 miles an hour. Getting into Sunday, we're looking at partly cloudy skies with less wind and slightly warmer temperatures. We're looking at winds coming in from the northwest up to 10 miles per hour. Highs are going to be in the mid-20s. For Sunday night, an increase in clouds coming back with calmer winds. It is going to be feeling a bit brisk, though. We're looking at lows dropping into the mid-teens. And to start off going into Monday, we are looking at mostly cloudy to partly cloudy skies. Highs are going to be in the mid to upper 20s. Winds, once again, on the lighter side from the northwest, up to 10 miles per hour. For Tuesday, we're looking at partly cloudy skies to mostly cloudy as we get into later on in the afternoon. Winds are also going to be picking up as well. Do have a slight chance of patchy light snow and flurries coming in at night, especially to the far north to northeast part of the area. We're looking at highs hitting the mid to upper 20s once again. Wednesday, a slight bigger opportunity for scattered light snow coming in the morning. Otherwise, it's going to have warmer temperatures with possibly a few peaks of sunshine at times. Looking at highs hitting the low to mid 30s, some of the areas of snow could be melting as well. For Thursday, mostly clear skies and stronger winds are coming back. Wind chill is expected below zero at times, looking at highs only in the upper teens to low 20s. And then getting into Friday, we're looking at cooler temperatures with partly cloudy skies. Some light snow dusting could be possible. Highs, once again, upper teens to low 20s. For WRCO, I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg. Have a great rest of your Saturday.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Right now, 16 degrees. Yesterday's high was 21. The morning low was 10. We received a trace of precipitation yesterday, a few flurries. Record high for November 30th, 64 in 1998. Record low, 12 degrees below zero in 1875. Last year's high, 47, while the low was 24. Sunset happened at 4:27 today. Sunrise time tomorrow morning will be at 7:14. We have a southeast wind happening around 5 miles per hour currently. Barometer steady at 30.15 and no precipitation today. The daytime high temperature was 21 degrees. Right now it's 16 in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
Furniture, Decor, and More has extended its Black Friday sale. Take advantage of unbelievable deals now until December 5th. Sofa set starting at $699.99 or use any of their coupons for savings up to $500. Don't miss the extended Black Friday sale going on now at Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel and now open in Westby. Furniture, Decor, and More has extended its Black Friday sale. Take advantage of unbelievable deals now until December 5th. Sofa set starting at $699.99 or use any of their coupons for savings up to $500. Don't miss the extended Black Friday sale going on now at Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel and now open in Westby. If you're looking for that perfect gift or something special to brighten up your home, look no further than TriStar Gifts and More, located at 1651 U.S. Highway 14 East next to Dunkin' Donuts in Richland Center. They offer a friendly atmosphere filled with adorable, funny, and unique items, from beautiful candles to stunning metal art. TriStar Gifts has something for everyone. Visit them today or call 383-1280 for more information. TriStar Gifts and More, your one-stop shop for home decor and gifts for any occasion.
Sleepy Hollow offers Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC certified parts and service for your vehicle. Just drive right in. No appointment needed. That's right, just drive right in for oil changes and maintenance at Sleepy Hollow. Can't make it to the dealership? We offer mobile service and free pickup and delivery. Need a courtesy car? We've got you covered. 24-hour towing, collision center, GM certified service, medium duty truck shop, plus auto glass, bed liners, and more. At Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. That's Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Viroqua's north side.
Sports time. I'm Phil Nee. Sports is sponsored by members of WRCO's Sports Booster Club.
Tri-County Building Supply in Spring Green has proudly served local communities since 2013 with daily deliveries throughout the entire area, including Richland Center. Tri-County Building Supply is locally owned and operated. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company lives and works here and cares about the same things you do. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company. Call Tony or Dana at 647-2972 for a free quote. And Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Richland Center, provides service you can trust. Services as close as calling 649-4488.
In sports, last night in area girls basketball, Prairie du Chien playing in a tournament defeated New Berlin Eisenhower 58-37, and West Salem was a winner 73-56 over Eau Claire North. In area basketball action across the state and also in football action, but first of all, football, from the WEAC team still involved in the postseason, Division III, it was St. John's defeating Wisconsin Lacrosse 24-13 today, and Wisconsin Platteville lost in the second round of the tournament 19-14 to Wartburg. In football from the Big Ten, Illinois over Northwestern 38-28, the final. In other action from men's basketball today, it was a victory for Wisconsin-Eau Claire over St. Norbert, final score of 84-75, and Carleton beat UW-River Falls, that final 72-67. Also in state, John Tanya had 22 points, and Nolan Winter 12 to pace number 15 Wisconsin to a 74-53 win over Chicago State. Wisconsin gained control with a 17-3 run early in the second half, going in front 49-30 on a dunk by Winter with 11:21 remaining. The Cougars made just one of 13 shots during that stretch. Jalen Forrest was the only Cougar player to score in double figures. He had 10. Tanya's lay-in put the Badgers ahead 32-25 at the break. Cam Jones had 20 points, 10 assists, and 6 rebounds as number 10 Marquette remained unbeaten by breezing to a 74-62 victory over Western Carolina this afternoon. Jones threatened to get his second triple-double of the season. He headed to the bench for good with 5:42 remaining. Also in women's basketball, the Badger women picked up a win over VCU, 58-45. Maryland over George Mason, 66-56. It was Minnesota beating Louisiana, final 68-48. Max Prosper passed for 2 touchdowns and rushed for another to help Minnesota beat Wisconsin 21-7 yesterday. Wide receiver Daniel Jackson had 6 receptions for 68 yards and a touchdown for the Gophers. The Badgers, it appears, to be kept out of the bowl for the first time in 22 seasons. Dominic Zavada kicked a 21-yard field goal with 45 seconds left, and Michigan stunned number 2 Ohio State 13-10 as well. Lenora Sellers' 20-yard touchdown run with 1:08 to play lifted number 16 South Carolina to a 17-14 victory over number 12 Clemson. The Packers believe they've come a long way since they last faced the Lions nearly a month ago. They get a chance to prove it Thursday when they visit Detroit to close a stretch of 3 games in 12 days. The Packers need to win that game and avenge a 24-14 loss from November 3rd to have any realistic chance of contending for the NFC North title. The Packers beat the Miami Dolphins 30-17 on Thursday for their 3rd straight victory, but they remain behind the Lions and Minnesota in the NFC North. Well, a Packer Fans Hall of Fame. It's going to be possibly someone that you know. You can nominate them for Packer Hall of Fame to become the ultimate Packer fan.
The Green Bay Packers have begun their annual search for the next honoree for the Packers Fan Hall of Fame. Fans can nominate themselves, a friend, a relative, with a 500-word essay. The essay should describe the merits of the nominee and should be accompanied by a photo. The nomination deadline is Saturday, November 30th. Visit Packers.com/FHOF for more information on how to enter. Voting will take place online, and the winner will be announced in February.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? So you've got an oil change coming up. You can go farther and save on full synthetic with our oil change special. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of Valvoline Advanced Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for just $33.99. Get the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Furniture, Decor, and More has extended its Black Friday sale. Take advantage of unbelievable deals now until December 5th. Sofa sets starting at $699.99, or use any of their coupons for savings up to $500. Don't miss the extended Black Friday sale going on now at Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel and now open in Westby. Furniture, Decor, and More has extended its Black Friday sale. Take advantage of unbelievable deals now until December 5th. Sofa sets starting at $699.99, or use any of their coupons for savings up to $500. Don't miss the extended Black Friday sale going on now at Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel and now open in Westby. It's time for the Backtracking Show on WRCO. Hello, everyone. I'm Phil Nee, and welcome to another edition of Backtracking as we go back to some music headlines from the 70s and 80s, and we remember some of the great tunes of yesteryear. It's our pregame show for our Those Were the Days and our continuation of our Retro Saturdays. Let's go back, first of all, to this weekend of 1979 when the 4 original members of KISS performed for what they said would be the last time. However, they would reunite a few times, including in 1996, for a tour in full makeup. The members of KISS from 1976 and their album Destroyer, a big song called Beth, a top 10 that year, as we kick off the Backtracking Show.
I think I hear them calling. just ain't a home. I'm always somewhere else, and you're always there alone. Just a few more hours, and I'll be right home to you. I think I hear them calling. Oh, Beth, what can I do? Beth, what can I do?
The four original members of Kiss in A Happier Time with Peter Criss singing lead. He would leave the band in 1979, early 1980. Also this weekend in 2001, we learned the sad news of the death of Beatles guitarist George Harrison, who died at the age of 58 while resting in a friend's home in Los Angeles. His last words were reported to have been, "Love one another." The news came as a shock to the world, despite Harrison's much-chronicled cancer treatments. Speaking outside his home in St. John's Wood, northwest London, Paul McCartney said, "I am devastated and very, very sad." Ringo Starr, speaking from Vancouver, Canada, said, "We will miss George for his sense of love, his sense of music, and his sense of laughter." The Backtrack and Show remembering one of George's big tunes, and not maybe as well remembered as many of them from the 70s, from an album called 33 and a Third, which was released when he was 33 years of age and a third. This is called Cracker Box Palace. A back track and see if you remember.
Expecting you, you bring such joy in Crackerbox Palace. Lord, now where you roam, no one love is true. Or growing up, or trying to, not knowing where to start. Do what the rest don't do, or face the fact the Crackerbox Palace may have no other choice than to deport you.
and we welcome you to Crack the Box Palace. We've been expecting you. You bring such joy, Crack the Box Palace.
George Harrison on the Backtrackin' Show from WRCO Radio. John Payne, who is the lead singer and a bass player for the current touring group Asia, he's been with them now for a number of years. He talked about the most popular songs around the world when they play in concert and play those old Asia songs.
Only time will tell, and the heat of the moment go down really well. But I noticed when we've played a lot in Europe and Japan, songs like Soul Survivor, which may be a little bit harder rock-wise, go down very well. I mean, the following for this band and the songs is so cool. I mean, you can't mess up on any lyrics because someone will tell you after the show. But it's a real pleasure playing such wonderful song.
The Backtracking Show with featured entertainers Asia. We'll be right back with more memories here on a Saturday.
We're rapidly approaching the holiday seasons of Thanksgiving and Christmas. This Thursday, we will be celebrating Thanksgiving. Most of us will be gathering with our families to eat some turkey and dressing, cranberries, potatoes and gravy, and green bean casserole, along with an abundance of desserts. My siblings and families will be getting together to celebrate Thanksgiving. Many other families will be doing the same. Since this is to be a time of Thanksgiving, let's give thanks for the loved ones we still have in our lives. And with Thanksgiving, let's remember with joy and fondness our loved ones who are no longer with us. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 and 18 says, "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstance, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." I pray that even in these times of worldly turmoil, you will give thanks to the Lord. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Furniture, decor, and more has extended its Black Friday sale. Take advantage of unbelievable deals now until December 5th. Sofa sets starting at $699.99 or use any of their coupons for savings up to $500. Don't miss the extended Black Friday sale going on now at Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel and now open in Westby. Furniture, Decor, and More has extended its Black Friday sale. Take advantage of unbelievable deals now until December 5th. Sofa sets starting at $699.99 or use any of their coupons for savings up to $500. Don't miss the extended Black Friday sale going on now at Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel and now open in Westby.
WRCO.
Backtracking on WRCO Radio as we go back to some great music from Weekends of Your Life. Number one this weekend in 1988, the group Will to Power.
Don't
Will to Power with Baby I Love Your Way and the Freebird Medley. Let's fly back to 1973 now. The number one tune. It was also a number one song on the country survey for Lynn Anderson. We play for you the original tonight from Karen and Richard, the Carpenters. Top of the World was number one in 1973. Backtracking with the Carpenters and WRCO Radio. And now one more from Asia, our featured band on the Backtracking show this weekend. John Wetton was the lead singer of Asia for many years, from the beginning of the band until the late 1980s. And he was our guest some years ago on the program. Unfortunately, John lost his battle. His cancer journey ended in 2015. The new lead singer, John Payne, who's been with the group now for the past 30 years, talked about John Wetton.
One, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be doing this. Two, I'd followed him from King Crimson to UK. And particularly for me, UK really struck a chord with these beautiful backing vocals that he'd do. On most of the stuff, even the first Asia album, the majority of the backing vocals would be John overdubbing himself. And, you know, he had a wonderful legacy of playing from great songs like Love is the Drug. He was the bass player on that. And then all the King Crimson stuff. And the guy really typified English progressive rock, which grew from its folk roots to, you know, as commercial as, say, Heat of the Moment is. So he was definitely a pioneer in his field, and you know, amazing bass player, composer, and vocalist.
John Payne of Asia. We leave you with one more tune of the Backtracking show.
Yeah.
That's Asia on WRCO, capping off this portion of music on the Backtracking Show. Phil Lee, hoping you take care. We'll talk to you again next hour with Those Were the Days and a six-hour tribute to rock and roll music. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you real soon with more memories here on WRCO-FM and Richland Center.
Christmas treasures on WRCO Radio are a gift to you and your family from the WCCU Credit Union and Joan Chevrolet.
Christmas through the eyes of a child. Pure wonder, pure joy. Let's all rediscover that magic this season. See the world with fresh eyes and an open heart. Let Christmas bring out the child in you.
The Jones family sincerely thanks you for your business. It's the wish of everyone here at Jones Chevrolet and Napa Auto and Truck Parts that each and every one of you has a wonderful holiday season with family and friends. Jones Chevrolet and Napa are committed to quality, service, and savings to Southwest Wisconsin now and in the new year. We look forward to seeing you soon. Merry Christmas from Jones Chevrolet and Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center, and Boscobel.
From a neighbor in need to a stranger you'll never meet, Christmas is a time for kindness. Your generosity can change lives this season. Let's share the true spirit of Christmas together.
Get into the holiday spirit with WCCU Credit Union as we celebrate the season of giving. Shop your local businesses, donate to area food pantries, and support organizations who collect toys to bring joy to many. Also, join WCCU.